This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Pennsylvania State Police confirmed early this morning that the convicted murderer that escaped from a Pennsylvania prison has been taken into custody. Danilo Cavalcante escaped Chester County Prison on August 31st, days after he was sentenced to life for stabbing his ex-girlfriend, 33-year-old Deborah Brandao, to death. He is also wanted for a 2017 murder in Brazil. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption, and they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
Well, we will get to expand our subpoena powers, and also I believe it will give us easier access to tackling Joe Biden's bank records. I mean, look, Joe Biden could have opened a bakery in Beijing with as much dough as he and Hunter received from communist China. If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un offered Russian President Vladimir Putin at their meeting today in Russia his country's full and unconditional support for Russia's sacred fight to defend its security interests, and said Pyongyang will always stand with Moscow on the anti-imperialist front. Kim also called North Korea's relationship with Russia the first priority. USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Fast food workers in the Golden State are about to get a minimum wage bump to $20 per hour, thanks to a recent labor deal.
It's now included in a state legislative proposal that's gaining traction among California lawmakers. This comes after Service Employees International Labor Union in the Golden State managed to negotiate higher wages with fast food restaurant companies. In exchange, California lawmakers will give those company owners a break on any rules violations that occur at the franchise store level. I'm Ryan Daniels.
California is set to banning.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is poised to sign a new law preventing public school districts from prohibiting gender and racial diversity-related books and curriculum. Assembly Bill 1078 recently passed in the state Senate and now awaits Newsom's approval. The legislation responds to incidents like the one in Temecula, where curriculum mentioning Harvey Milk, California's first openly gay elected official, was initially rejected. After facing state fines, the board eventually accepted the curriculum. Critics argue that local leaders should decide on curriculum, while supporters emphasize students' access to a diverse range of educational materials. I'm John Schaefer.
Inflation indicators come out this morning with the Consumer Price Index. And today is also International Chocolate Day. That's one celebration where you just can't go wrong. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and he is Scott Powell, who is joining us now. Happy hump day. Happy Wednesday to you. Scott, are you there?
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning to you. Good to have you on with us. You know, a lot going on. They finally caught that that prison escapee in Pennsylvania, so people are able to breathe freely there. We've got an impeachment inquiry underway. The White House is just kind of laughing it off, but it's interesting. You know, you always have to listen to the response, and you can tell how guilty somebody is by the things that they say and the things they don't say. And clearly what they're not saying is that, you know, that the president, you know, that, you know, what the Republicans are saying is not true, other than they're just saying there's no evidence. And I don't know how they can say that when, you know, there's, you know, what, 5,400 emails, all these different aliases, you know, Joe Biden himself on camera admitting to forcing the ouster of a prosecutor that was, you know, inspecting and investigating his son's business there at Burisma in Ukraine. You know, some of these things, I don't know how much more evidence you want, but, you know, Kevin McCarthy's got his hands full, and so the Republicans, because, as we all know, you know, 'tis the season for impeachment. You know, Scott, you look back historically, what did we have, one impeachment in over 150 years or something like that? And now in the last, you know, 3 years or so, we're going to end up with like three impeachments. It's like they're going to look back at this time in history and say, you know, what kind of medication were these people on?
You're right about that, Bill. It's unbelievable. You know, really what we're facing is a moral crisis, of course, because when people no longer can, you know, discern what's true, they become very vulnerable to falsehood, and they can create their own reality, and they actually believe their created reality. I mean, this is what brainwashed people, and this is the state that they end up in, where they're gaslighting so continuously, that is to say, they're deceiving so continuously that they become totally divorced from reality, and they think that they can continue to carry on the way they've been doing. And that's understandable, because there hasn't been accountability. There hasn't been equal justice under the law for many, many years.
Yeah. Exactly. And you've got to have that. You got, because those are the bumper pads. You've got to have those lines that are drawn that let you know when you're getting off the reservation. And for decades now, recent decades, and it's been that long, we've been off the reservation, and to the degree that we can, you know, we can no longer be civil. You know, you can't be disagreeable. You can't have an opposing idea. especially when it comes to politics. I mean, forget it. I mean, my goodness. I mean, we're probably you know, so close to an out. I think a dangerous revolution, and in a sense, I say dangerous because I think that the way people are, they're so emotional right now, Scott. If there's a burst of all this tension, I don't know how we're going to be able to control it.
Well, it's like the original revolution of the United States. The Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, mm-hmm. came about as a result of the colonists not being able to get redress for all these injustices that they articulated mm-hmm. in the Declaration of Independence. And by the way, it's worth it for every citizen to read that short Declaration of Independence with some regularity.
Right, exactly.
In that, not only does it cast a vision of what America strives for, but it documents what the problems are that led to the revolution. Yeah. And we face the same kind of
I was going to say, so much of what was stated then is appropriate today. Exactly.
Yeah. I've got my little pocket constitution. I'm going to get it out.
All right. Well, and speaking of constitution, you know, we've been talking about this, Scott, and we'll revisit again next week, because September the 17th, Constitution Day. And I'll tell you, if you have not read the Constitution, you know, on this show, we always talk about important days when you're going to have the family together, like 4th of July, it could be a Memorial Day, even Labor Day, when we all gather together. That's a perfect time to remember to pull out the Constitution and just read it. And it is such a blessing in reading the Constitution, and I say the Declaration of Independence, because I believe both documents really it's our birth certificate, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely it is. You know, the Declaration, of course, that's what we celebrate on July 4th, and we'll have that that cycle's away, many months away, but what the Declaration of Independence did was it cast a vision of what America was going to be like, mm-hmm. how the citizens were going to have their freedom and opportunity maximized, and then the latter part, probably two thirds of the Declaration of Independence, is or probably two fifths or rather three fifths mm-hmm. Is articulating what the problems they were facing with the tyranny mm-hmm. of Great Britain,
right.
And we have a tyrannical government now that's taking away our rights, and so it's really valuable to read that declaration for that reason alone, not just the idealism that's cast in the declaration, but the justification for revolution when there is no other recourse and the rights of the people are being violated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sort of where we are now. And if mm-hmm. we don't get restitution, we're going to have a problem, a very big problem. I mean, just think of the basic, you know, the basic picture. The Democrat Party has publicly disgraced itself in front of all the thinking citizens, not the brainwashed mm-hmm. citizens, and disgraced our country in front of the world by criminalizing speech and politics, and then attempting to imprison its leading political opponent. That's the leader of the Republican Party, the former
right.
president, Donald Trump. He's the most popular leader in the country right now. And they want to imprison this man? This is worse than many banana republics would do.
mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is that when banana republics do this, it is America that sends envoys to the country going, hey, what are you doing? Get your act together. We don't have any envoys here, you know, that are coming to America telling Joe Biden and telling the left, hey, wait a minute, you guys are not, what are you doing here?
Well,
you know,
so we've got to give spine to the Republican Party. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've got to ferret out the go along, the get along Republicans who are benefiting in their ways, not just the status of being an elected official and the, you know, and being under the Klieg lights of the media and being important. But most of them, many of them, are finding ways.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcasts and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Well, he's the author of Rediscovering America, which is, you know, like a user's manual on how to fix America. I mean, a lot of people have different ideas, and maybe some people have no idea whatsoever. They say, oh, it's such a mess, you know, don't even count me in, because I wouldn't even know what kind of hammer or, you know, what kind of tool would be required to get this country back on track. I get that. Well, look it, Scott's done a lot of heavy lifting, a lot of great work in his book, Rediscovering America, and he will open up the senses of your brain to begin to think about, you know, fixing this country. especially we got a majority of Americans agree we're on the wrong track. I think over 70% now is the number and growing. Okay, so good observation. So now, next step, what are you going to do about it? Well, I'd say get your hands on Scott's book, Rediscovering America. This will give you some ideas. And, you know, and get us all on the same page. And it starts local. Local is where it happens the quickest. Okay, start it in your community, in your neighborhood, in your school district. Forget about what's happening on the national level. The federal level, you know, thank God, it's set up. And even though it's crazy, I get that. It's absolutely nuts. And you think, oh, my gosh, how can we live with this? You know, because this will pass, okay? And we'll get through this. And there's only so much damage that Joe Biden can do because he's already done enough already. So I don't know how much meat is on the bone yet that he can create more pain. But, you know, so what? But let's go ahead and let's recapture our cities, our local communities, one zip code at a time and, you know, start being that difference and be the first wave that rediscovers America. Imagine America, you know, going through a rebirthing process, Scott. And you got to know that when it does, you're going to have all this pent up energy that has just been hanging in the balance, just, you know, crying out to be expressed, you know, a level of patriotism, a level of unity that we have been crying out to express. And I see it. I see it on the horizon. And all it needs is an opportunity that is going to happen because of the people. You know, you, me, the citizens of this country, by the grace of God, you know, coming together in the spirit of unity and love, and watch what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a revolution. I mean, a revolution of thought and expression and productivity like we've never seen before. God willing.
You're absolutely right, Bill. We have such an amazing amount of potential. And as you just pointed out, it's sort of pent up now. So, mm-hmm. You know, if we got a few good breaks and we got the rights of the people kind of restored, and we had a government that was on the right track, it would be amazing. You know, the power of the so-called MAGA movement led by Donald Trump is when you really cut to the chase. What is it that people feel really good about? Well, why do they go to these rallies? Mm-hmm. Donald Trump casts a very positive vision for America. His patriotism is just unflagging. No one comes close to him among any other politicians in the category of patriotism. Don't you want a patriot running the country? Don't you want the patriot to be in the highest office? I do. Right.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody who loves our country and loves its people.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the thing. You see, one of the things I've been telling people, Scott, over and over again, look, this is not your fault. Right now, the suffering you're going through right now, by and large, I want you to know this. This has all been done because of the policies of Joe Biden. What he's done, you know, to our economy, what he's done to our energy sector, all this windmill chasing, Don Quixote, climate change, gobbledygook. This is not of our doing. This is of the elites that have taken over, and they're running this country into the ground. And we're paying the bill. We're paying the bill by not having the job that we would like to have, not having the income that we'd like to have, living from hand to mouth. Now look at the numbers. How many people are living paycheck to paycheck compared to, what, 2.5 years ago under Donald Trump, even during the worst times of COVID, right? I mean, Joe Biden has really tightened the screws on the industry and on the people that make up America. And he has single-handedly, Scott, has caused more pain to the American citizen. And people, I believe, are beginning to wake up and understand that, you know, Barack Obama, I'll give him credit, he was right. Elections have consequences, okay? That election of 2020, the results, believe it or not, gave us all this pain and suffering. And the thing is, like you talk about, if Joe Biden really was any kind of leader, and let's just say all this pain and suffering was for some good, he'd be able to cast a vision to help us get on the other side of this pain and suffering, because we would know at the other end, in short order, we would be okay. Everything would be fine. You know, our credit cards would be paid off. We wouldn't be at $1 trillion in national credit card debt. You know, gasoline would be back at $2 a gallon. Our Federal Reserve would be refueled again. And our standing in the international community would be strong again, to where we would be able to hold those enemies of ours. We would be able to hold them at bay and keep them in check, Scott. But meanwhile, all this is hanging in the balance because elections have consequences.
That's right. That's right. Yes. You know, I think a lot of the audience probably wonders, well, a lot of the audience are believers. I'd say most of them are believers. And they're wondering, well, where is God in all this? You know, God intervened for the Israelites. God has played a role in history. Why is this happening to us in America? I would suggest that people think a little bit in a new way. Could it be that, you know, that God has allowed all this to happen, to bring such pain to us, to American people, that we wake up, the need for a deep and fundamental change, as in a spiritual awakening? Mm-hmm. And a true spiritual revival, you know, has immediate fruit, one of which, it brings moral clarity. We can see things clearly. It brings conviction and courage that provides what's needed to solve all of our problems. I mean, this is what they had in the first revolution. We're now in the second revolution, and we need the same qualities that Washington imbued his troops with. You know, the faith, belief in providence, the moral clarity, the conviction, the courage, the persistence that enabled him to succeed against all odds. We can do the same thing, and that's the fruit of a spiritual awakening.
Exactly.
I think it's going on. It's happening kind of quietly. The media gives it no attention, but there are pockets of spiritual revival everywhere
exactly.
in America right now.
I would agree. And the question, where's God? Same question Israel asked. When they were under judgment, and God gave them a warning time and time again. I believe America has been given a warning time and time again to turn back to God. Okay, look at the numbers, Scott. When you and I were growing up, 85-90% of America believed in God. Okay, I mean, they would just directly say believe in God. Whatever level of, you know, capital G, some level of maybe even small g, but they believed in God. Okay, now we're down to, you know, under 70%. Doing it our way, and like you said, you know, wisdom, all these great things and benefits come from God, and we've experienced it. The history of this nation is rich experientially with God's blessing. But, you know, we've made a shift. We've made a shift away from God. So you say, where's God? And God is saying, where are you?
That's right.
Right?
Where are you? Come back to me.
Yeah. Even still, I mean, because God's not like you or me. I mean, you know, if somebody did this to us, we'd say, hey, adios. You know, I want nothing to do with you. Not God.
That's right.
God in his patience and long-suffering and his love for his creation says, come back. Come back. And that really is our hope, Scott Powell, I'm telling you. I'm with you.
Is.
I'm with you.
And for those who've had a bad experience with religion, that don't worry about it. Institutionalized religion is not where God works. He works.
Well, Jesus had a bad experience with religion too. So you're in good company. Okay. So all is well. Scott Powell, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Good.
Take care. He's the author of Rediscovering America, Scott Powell.
Sponsored by Meta. Back to school season is here, and whether your kids are already back in the classroom or soaking up the last few days of summer, this is the perfect time of year to work with your teens to set guidelines for social media. With new tools from Instagram, parents can support their teens to have positive, supportive experiences on social media. Quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries. On Instagram, encourage regular breaks from scrolling with Take a Break. Turn on hidden words, and comments and DMs containing emojis, words, or phrases selected by your teen will be hidden. Teens can use restrict to protect themselves from bullies without them ever knowing. Dana Gelbert is head of global policy programs at Instagram.
Our Family Center helps families and teens build balanced online habits. With supervision tools, parents can help their teens use settings like daily time limits and be notified if a change is made to those settings.
For more information, please visit familycenter.meta.com.
USA News Update. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With you, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We had scheduled Jose Hernandez, a great story, by the way, and the movie is going to be coming out on Friday. It's a Prime Video release. It'll launch globally. It's titled A Million Miles Away. Had a great conversation with Jose, and through some technical difficulty, we're going to have to play that interview tomorrow, so I'll just let you know, but you're going to love it. What a story. What a story of this Hispanic who, you know, he goes from the fields. You know, he grew up in the fields of San Joaquin Valley as a laborer, his family. He always had a dream as a young kid, you know, growing up here in America in the fields of San Joaquin Valley, looking to the sky and talk about reaching for the stars and wanting to be an astronaut. An astronaut. I mean, how many people would tell a young man who grew up, you know, working the fields in anywhere, but in this case in California, in the San Joaquin Valley, oh, you want to be an astronaut. What are you a knucklehead? I mean, what are you thinking? And he had about as much chance to be an astronaut as probably 99% of the rest of us. But he held on to that dream. And it's just a wonderful story. His life is, you know, based on his life experience of how many times he tried to get into NASA. I think he tried something like, you know, 12, 13 times to get in there and finally did. But along the way, which is very practical. I mean, it's one thing to have a dream, but it's also another thing to understand what has to happen in order for you to realize that dream. What things do you need to do? Like his wife asked him at one point, says, hey, well, what have those guys got that you don't got? Well, what they had was education. And they were pilots. And they knew how to swim. And they spoke other languages. So here he is. He's on a self-training mission, advancing his education, learning to fly, learning to swim, Learning a language, another language. I think he knows three languages now. It is terrific. So you're going to enjoy the interview with him that we'll have tomorrow that'll play at this time. And again, as a reminder, it will be released on Prime Video on September the 15th. And a great, great story. This NASA flight engineer who went from the fields of the San Joaquin Valley to outer space. So you're going to love it. So stay tuned for that, and that'll be on tomorrow. The other thing I want to remind you later on today, you know, we're doing a afternoon TV show that airs on talk4tv.com, just like it sounds, talk4tv.com. Go there at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can watch us live. Fun interview with the clean comedian, the hysterical Jeff Allen. I think we had him on a week or so ago, but we could spend 50 minutes together and talk more about his new book, Are We There Yet? My Journey from a Messed Up to a Meaningful Life. I mean, it's pretty raw and open and vulnerable, as only Jeff can be. He's so honest, and maybe some might say to a fault. But what a hysterical character. And he's just funny as all get out. And a clean comedian, and it's a breath of fresh air at a time when, you know, we all love comedy, and we've missed comedy, and we're told, you know, the Bible tells us that laughter is good medicine, right? Well, Jeff comes loaded up to bear with all kinds of good medicine to share, so we'll be talking with him at 1 o'clock, this afternoon, and then tomorrow, our good friend Dr. Wilfred Riley will be on at 1 o'clock Eastern on the TV show as well. So a lot of things going on between, 9 to noon with this show on GCN. Again, I'm so grateful, you know, for this network because they allow us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. In the afternoon show, I will be honest with you, there's some topics we have to avoid. I can't say the C word, okay? And by the C word, I mean COVID. YouTube will cancel us. They put me on, you know, timeout a couple times. Because I look at it this way. I mean, I'm not trying to be a brat about it, but I'm trying to be one who is in pursuit of the truth. We get all this information. It's like yesterday we talked with Dr. Richard Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett was guilty of saving lives. And he discovered early on the treatment for COVID. And what he discussed yesterday with us, if you recall, is that, this emergency authorized use, EAU, that came into play, that gave the government all kinds of latitude and stole our liberties from us. Well, you can't, according to the law, exercise a EAU, an emergency authorization use. You cannot implement that if there are protocols that can solve the problem. And the fact of the matter was when it comes to COVID, there were protocols. I mean, whether it's Dr. Bartlett and the experience that he went through and was able to discern by working with his patients, kept his patients out of the hospital, kept them off of ventilator, kept them off of, kept them from dying. Like our friends down in Imperial Valley, right? Their book that they wrote, they took care of over 10,000 people who had COVID. Okay. Nobody went to the hospital. Nobody went on a ventilator. Nobody died. They stayed home and they were healed. And they did it by, following the principles of the Hippocratic Oath. Do no harm and reduce pain. Okay, this is why people come to doctors. I'm in pain. Okay, what do you do to deal with the pain and the suffering? Okay, and this is what these doctors had done. The doctors in Imperial Valley, because they didn't follow the protocol of the WHO, which is, what Facebook and YouTube and some of these social media platforms are adhering to, saying that you must follow the protocols of the WHO. Well, help me, okay? I look back historically, and I don't know where the WHO got anything right. Now, if I'm wrong, I'll stand corrected. But I really don't recall anything that you could plant a flag on and say, oh, my God, I'm sure glad we had the WHO here, because they really saved lives. In fact, it's questionable. You could say they probably did just the opposite. And again, I remind you that this administration is following and pursuing a deal with the United Nations in coordination with the WHO that when the next pandemic comes, that we will yield all authority and mandates into the hands of the WHO. So forget about American sovereignty. Joe Biden wants to sell us out and sign off to the WHO our medical decisions. And again, I don't have the confidence that the WHO, based on what they've done, if you want to know what somebody will, what they're going to do, look what they've done. They have a terrible track record here. Okay? So there's common sense protocols and things that we can utilize, whether remdesivir, whether hydroxychloroquine. Of course, when the president, remember President Trump, when he mentioned hydroxychloroquine because of what happened in South Florida, this guy's dead. He's on his deathbed. He's gone. I mean, they told him, said, hey, call you, you know, because these are the days, right? Your family members couldn't come to the hospital. You died alone. Okay? So they said, get on the phone, say your goodbyes, because we have nothing left. And for all intents and purposes, your body's shutting down, and there's no hope for you. So he makes the calls. And then meanwhile, the doctors say, hey, let's try something. Let's try a Hail Mary pass. I guess somebody there went rogue and said, hey, and they go back to the guy and say, hey, how about, are you open for an experiment? I'm dying. You know, what do you think? I'm open for an experiment. Sure. Yeah, what is it? Hydroxychloroquine. So they administer hydroxychloroquine and a couple other, you know, associated and related complementary drugs, you know, that I think cost all of about maybe combined less than $10. All right. As opposed to, you know, tens of thousands of dollars with the other stuff that was Dr. Fauci was pushing. Well, Shazam, this guy is healthy. So in a couple hours, he calls his family back, goes, whoop, hey, the pronouncement of my death, a little premature. I'm doing fine. And they couldn't believe. Could you imagine the roller coaster ride that their family got? Here they are grieving, you know, getting, you know, making preparations for a funeral. And hydroxychloroquine saves his life. And there's stories like that all over. Just as there are stories with the adverse reactions a la Megyn Kelly that you're hearing about, too. But we're not supposed to talk about that. But thank God we can do it here. Thanks for being with us. We've got Sherry Rigby coming up next.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. And got my old friend Sherry Rigby joining us to talk about her latest project, Divine Influencer. Sherry, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. So good to be back with you, friend.
Well, I'm so excited to talk to you about Divine Influencer. At NRB a couple months back, had a chance to see you and interview Laura and talk about the movie. And so it's time to update our audience and run it down for them. Tell them what Divine Influencer is all about.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so excited to share this movie with everyone. Divine Influencer is just, it's such a powerful movie, and for such a time as this, really, Divine Influencer, the message of it overall is really about this young influencer who ends up going from riches to rags overnight, ends up in a homeless shelter where she discovers serving others is really what true influence is all about. And that's where she also finds her purpose and calling and really starts to begin her relationship with Jesus. And I think everybody's going to love this movie. It's for everyone. They're going to laugh. They're going to cry. They're going to go on a journey. And I think they are going to fall in love with Liv Golden, who is played by Lada Silva.
Right. Well, it definitely is relatable, for this current contemporary time. It's what we know. Social media has given rise to influencers. And in this case here, let's look at it in a redemptive sort of story background, right?
Absolutely. I think one of my favorite lines in the movie is our actress Sarah Stipe plays KK, who is Liv Golden's dear friend in this movie. And she says to her, well, Liv says to her, I don't know. I only know how to be an influencer. And her friend KK says to her, then do that, but influence better. And I think that's really the message. It's about being reminded that as Christ followers, we are to influence better. And how do we do that? Every time we hit a social media platform, every time we're in front of somebody, it's not about comments and likes and shares. It's really about engaging one-on-one in a relationship, sharing the message of the gospel and serving others through that influence that we have.
Sherry, when I saw the movie, it reminded me of one of my old program directors in Los Angeles, Chuck Bloor, outstanding program director. And what he told all the radio personalities that were working for the station there in Los Angeles, he says, your job was to elicit a positive emotional response. So every time you opened up the microphone, that was something that was before us all, was that we had to think, okay, are we adding to people's days or are we taking away?
That is so good. And I think that would be a great thing for this movie as well, because that's really what it's all about, is like,
exactly,
Mm-hmm. How are you serving others? How are you making somebody's day better by right. what you do and how you speak to them or how you engage with them?
Well, Sherry, we know, you know, for those of us who've had those moments of sharing and we've actually done what God's called us to do, what liberty, you know, what joy comes in that capacity, right? That can only come when we're serving one another.
Absolutely. And I think that's, I mean, it's biblical, right? I mean,
yes.
thinking New Testament, Jesus says, you know, love thy God first and foremost, like, right? Like that's the first commandment. And then the second one is to love others and through that process is serving them. And that was one of the things that we loved about this movie too, was that even the scripture verse in Matthew 5:16, it was talking about, you know, in the same way, let your light shine before others that mm-hmm. they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Exactly. And so when you serve others, people get a glimpse of what the Lord looks like through you. And that's something we were super excited to share with this audience.
Well, exactly. And the thing is that, you know, especially in this commercialized, you know, consumer type world in which we live in, we think somehow we get derailed and we've lost sight that it's not about stuff. You know, it's about God and people, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And Jesus was the best example of that, right? It's about God. It's about serving the Father first and the kingdom and then serving people and loving on them and really seeing who they are as, you know, that they were made these incredible people, like that God made them, right? Like, and how do we serve those people and do it to the best of ability? And I think it's such a powerful message. And if we can inspire others, specifically these influencers today in our culture and social media, to really think about that every time they post something, how are they bettering somebody's life? How are they encouraging them, spreading the gospel and serving others through that message? That's what we want Divine Influencer to do, is to influence others to do the same thing.
Well, Divine Influencers know no gender, but if we keep it to the gender display that's represented here, how Laura plays the character, I mean, in a sense, this could give rise to modern day Esthers, Sherry. I mean, it'll cause them to pause to think, okay, what am I doing? Am I doing something to construct or something to deconstruct? In something that's going to honor God and honor the kingdom and honor each other, right?
Absolutely. And that's such a great point to the modern day Esther. In fact, we were thinking about this as we were talking about some of the final stuff with even in the post-production side of it. And just our hope and prayer was that people who watch this and the Lotta Silvers of this world, these influencers and people around, that they watch this movie and go, you know what? I need to get out in my community. I need to love better. I need to serve the people that God has put me in, you know, in this place to serve. I need to get rooted in this community. And that's what our hope is that people take this on and go, you know what? I can influence right where God has placed me.
Exactly.
And where He's placed me, I can serve those that He's given me to serve.
Well, I think we need to hear KK's, admonishment, you know, do it better. And
right.
there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, that's not condemning us. It's just saying, hey, do it better. And the thing is, it's like, you know, my dad would say, you know, if the shoe fits, then, you know, wear it. And I think that that's a question that extends outside the big screen and will touch the hearts of many and challenge us all to just do it better.
Absolutely. Do it better. Influence for the right reasons. And, you know, again, I mean, we just keep going back to serve God first, serve others second, influence in your communities and others that you have the ability to serve and love on them and see Christ, you know, see Christ through these people that, you know, that you're serving. And, yeah. and how would you serve them better? And so I just think Divine Influencer has such a specific, wonderful message for such a time as this. Tackling exactly. one of the heaviest topics we have is today in our social media culture. It says, make it all about myself versus make it about other people. And so what we want to do is be able to say, no, let's make it about God and make it about other people. And that's what I think we see in this movie.
And you were able to bring in, you know, again, a very contemporary issue in our communities today, and that's homelessness.
Yeah, I think, thank you for that. I think homelessness is something that is hit our country rampant everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with that. And I remember living in Los Angeles, many years and having homeless people on every corner. And, you know, this movie was really inspired by the Los Angeles Dream Center, you know, Matthew and Caroline mm-hmm. Barnett. And watching what they do on a daily basis with serving others in their community. And so to see the significance of how we can impact people and encourage them, lift them up, share the message of the gospel, and then serve them, which is then turns around and encourages them to be better and really to shine bright like God created them to be. And I think that's what you're going to see with all these characters in this movie as well.
Exactly. You know, Sherry, speaking of L.A., you know, I worked in L.A. at Hollywood and Vine for many years. And when I was back in Southern California here last year, just driving on the 101 going to downtown Hollywood and seeing all the tents on the overpasses and under the structures of the freeway overpasses as well, and realizing that homelessness in Los Angeles has grown to over 70,000 people, and it continues to grow. And if we don't make a concerted effort to address this issue and do something in a godly sort of way, it's already getting out of hand, Sherry. I'm just praying to God that we come, you know, and come to the answer that will serve, serve these people, serve these, as Mother Teresa would say, in a sense, they're the poorest of the poor spiritually, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know even scripturally that they're going to always be here, right? Like that is something, but we can serve them. And what I love about also within the movie is one thing that we really did try to impress upon was the characters that Liv Golden meets, Charles and, Flora and, these characters, Chef Sara, they all had different lives, and specifically Charles and Flora came from, bad backgrounds. They came from a dark past, and they were there. They were given another chance, a second chance. And what they received was the knowledge to go, okay, wait a minute. God loves me and I need to know who Jesus is. And when I see and I start to understand and accept Christ into my life, then I start to look different. I start to do things differently. And then all of a sudden you see these characters in this homeless shelter, and now they are the ones actually serving others, because that's what we want. We want to see these people who have gone through the redemption, restoration, and preparation process. And that's what we see in this movie. And that's what we hope that we can tackle the situation of homelessness, where we can put people in places that might have already been there, like they do at the Dream Center. And those are the ones that are loving on and encouraging those coming out of that situation to say, you can be in a better place. And let's see how we can do this by loving on them with Christ and giving them a new foundation and a firm foundation to be better, to do better.
Well, we've been talking with Sherry Rigby. She is the director of Divine Influencer. Sherry, congratulations on the movie. As we wrap things up, tell everybody how they can see the movie.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming. So, we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.